Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Jackie Lipinski from Gooseberry Farms Farm Stand in West Springfield. West Springfield is not the first place I think about when I'm thinking about a farm stand. Maybe if I would like to buy an automobile or something like that. But how many farm stands are going in West Springfield besides Gooseberry right now?
None that I'm aware of.
The last game in town. I love it. How long?
The last stand.
The last stand. It was right there waiting for me to pick it like a gooseberry hanging from a bush. Tell me about your relationship to Gooseberry Farm.
I am married to one of the sons that helps run the farm.
And is the farm itself in West Springfield or just the farm stand?
The farm is also in West Springfield.
That's interesting to know, too. I bet there's not a whole lot of farmland in West Springfield.
No, there is not. The farm is located actually on a very main drag, and there's maybe about 13 acres there. We also rent a couple of acres in another town.
And so where is the farm stand then?
It is on East Gooseberry Road, which is, believe it or not, down behind a bunch of residential streets. It's kind of off the beaten path.
Apart from the weather from last week, what's hot in the farm stand right now?
Corn. Everybody loves our corn, and I am married to the son that is the farmer of the family. So everybody has their role, but my husband is the one that's out in the fields, loves the tractors, loves his corn, and he plants it, believe it or not, every 5 to 7 days. He's got like another 2 weeks to plant it, and the reason why they do that is because when they pick it, they want it to harvest at different times. But they want to pick one field at a time. Mm-hmm. Because if you pick corn, you know, the ripe ones, you want it all ripe at the same time. And he picks it at like 5 a.m., soaking wet. It's very dewy out there. So it's pretty crazy.
I know in about a week or so, you'll start getting tomatoes coming into the farm stand. When does this farm start thinking about its tomatoes? And what's the process that you go through to get the freshest tomatoes to your stand?
So in February, we'll start with the seeds. My husband does that too. And they're really, really, really small little trays that they seed them in. And then they start to grow a little bit in a greenhouse. And then we transplant them. And that's how I met my husband. Well, when I met my husband, that's the first thing that I got initiated into, the transplanting. So everybody gets together, hopefully you get free pizza out of the deal, and you've got to transplant all these little baby plants into a bigger container. But you think you're done with that because you do all that, and then they call you back a couple weeks later, and they're like, hey, we got to transplant the tomatoes again. So it's a lot of work.
And by the time you moved the little tomato start into the bigger container, is that when you had fallen in love?
No, I fell in love before I started helping out.
Oh, nice. That's why you were helping out, I'm assuming, then, I guess.
To get him home, to spend more time with him, because he was never home.
That's a good strategy. I'm 100% behind that.
For the record, he's never home now either.
He's still playing with dewy corn and little tomatoes.
Yep, there's a lot to do, but that's okay. I can go see him in the field and help out.
So, Jackie, can you give us a sense of, like, when we come into the farm stand, what do we see and what is right now kind of fresh coming out of the fields?
So when you walk into our farm stand, you're going to walk into an island. On that island, we pretty much tomatoes are there, but they're hothouse tomatoes. Everybody wants the field tomatoes. You know, we started those in February, but they're still not ready yet. They should be ready in another week or two. I'm always asking the guys, hey, are they ready yet? We're trying our best to get stuff as quickly as we can, but it takes time in the fields. They pick almost every morning, though, so they want it fresh for the customers, which is a big thing, and it's a lot of work.
Yeah, and I'm kind of wondering, how often are you open?
So we're open 7 days a week, 9 to 8. You know, another thing that we try to do is we try to work with the community a little bit. So we're a small business ourselves. So there's a couple other small businesses that we work with, and we'll actually try to bring in some of that stuff for the customers too. Another thing that we do, so right now, is definitely vegetable time. So we've got a lot of vegetables. But in May, we were very, very busy with our flowers. So we grow all the flowers. So we're doing that at the same time that we're doing the vegetables. So flowers are starting to die back a little bit, but right now we've got mums in the field. So the mums used to be planted in the field by hand and picked one by one, dug up for fall. And I started doing it. I did it the first time with my mother-in-law. We plant them in actual containers. So that way we can just move the containers instead. But your back hurts really bad because, again, the containers are all and you're bent over and you're doing it. It's a big process, but, you know, you get everybody in on it, the family, some of the farm stand help likes to help out planting if they can, and you get it done in a day. That's my husband's thing. Let's do it one day. Don't stop. Here's some water. Here's some food. Keep going.
I think I like your husband's attitude. I have that attitude a lot, too.
He's definitely a pusher. You have respect for him because he works side by side with you.
Yeah.
But he's a pusher where it's like, all right, hey, give me a second. And he's just go, go, go. So all that's growing right now, he's got like a little book and he knows when to plant what to make sure it's ready on time. That's something that is kind of amazes me on how much knowledge they know between him and his brother. Dad. His dad doesn't like to go in the fields anymore, but he's still there every day helping us, you know, bring stuff in and make sure that we've got what we need for the customers.
Jackie Lipinski from Gooseberry Farms and Farm Stand in West Springfield. You're celebrating 101 years in operation this year. And as I've been mentioning, there are not a lot of farms or farm stands left in West Springfield. Even though you married into the farm, I'm sure you're privy to some of the decision-making that's gone on, perhaps over the decades even. What was it that made this family want to stay in farming in an area that has gone largely urban / suburban?
I would have to say that nothing made them want to. It's just in their blood. They grew up farming, and it's funny because everybody has their own role. My father-in-law was the field guy, and my husband has taken over with that. My brother-in-law, Eddie, he's more of a people person, so he actually would run the stand. So the stand used to be a little cart in the bottom of their driveway. That's how it started. Eddie will be there at sunup, making sure that everything's ready, checking all the produce to make sure he doesn't want anything out there that's not in the best of shape. If it's not good, you know, he doesn't usually trust the help to do it. He's doing it himself. You know, we try to learn from him to try to help him out a little bit because there's a lot to do, but he does like to do it himself. So he's in there every day. We also have ice cream, which was something that they brought into the farm stand. We don't make it ourselves, but we brought that in as a way to offset, I think, some of the stuff because everything's seasonal. So it's another way to help make the farm stand profitable to give something else there. And we actually brought in a soft serve machine a couple years ago, and I got initiated into that one too. So I had to take time off from my full-time job and go help learn how to take care of it. And every week we sanitize and clean it and make sure it's up and running. In the beginning, it was pretty funny because a couple times it didn't get put together the right way. And you put the ice cream in it, turn it on, and it would blow out at you. And there was ice cream everywhere. We'd have to clean it up. Everything's delicious. And the staff we have is also, we can't do it without them. There's a lot of family involved, but I am going to say that the help that we have down there is amazing. They care about the customers kind of being happy, right? Like good service.
Jackie Lipinski, who is the farm stand manager at Gooseberry Farms in West Springfield, celebrating 101 years, still farming and still having a farm stand in an area that you might think is an unlikely place in the valley to have one, but it's in their DNA, I guess. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. You can find out about all of our local hero farms up and down the valley at buylocalfood.org.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thank you, guys.